50 years ago, Wake Forest University integrated its student body. This year, it's commemorating this historic decision with the series Faces of Courage, honoring those who have and continue to enrich Wake Forest's diverse and inclusive community. Dr. James Jones is a graduate of Wake Forest University. In this segment of WFDD's Real People, Real Stories, he refuses to abandon his dream, and in the process, unknowingly breaks down a color barrier at Bowman Gray School of Medicine.
I was born in 1933 in a little town of Pembroke, the home of the Lumbee Indian tribe. It's a large state-recognized but not federally recognized tribe. And Pembroke is sort of both the cultural and spiritual center of that tribe. And so I grew up there. Started with a sad beginning with my parents actually literally abandoned me and my siblings. My father had left home for several months before that, and my mother just, without announcing it, just left four of us alone. My brother was actually a baby, was about a year old at the time, and we kept waiting for her to return, and she never returned. We stayed there unattended for some 3 days till a neighbor finally reported that to my grandmother, who came and transported us to her house, which was actually the best thing that ever happened because my grandmother was a wonderful, dynamic, would be a modern woman because she had been a one-room school teacher, which was very unusual in the Indian community. She was a college graduate back in late 1800s, had great confidence in who she was and instilled that in us. We were very poor. I think I was in the fourth or fifth grade before I had any store-bought clothes. My grandmother, she made all of our clothes, actually, from the sacks that the feed for the animals came in. The companies were clever, and they had designs, so she would use that to make my sister's dresses and me shirts and pants to wear to school. We lived on a tiny little farm that hardly made a living, so we supplemented that actually by delivering newspapers, which was where I developed a lot of my business acumen, because later on I became the only distributor of newspapers in the town. So if you wanted a newspaper, you had to do business with me. Since I was in the eighth grade, my desire was to go to Wake Forest Medical School. I had decided to be a medical missionary because I'd been exposed in our Baptist church to a medical missionary, and that's what I thought I wanted to be. I fell in love with the stories of Albert Schweitzer. I, as I said, was a paper boy for the town, and one of my customers was the local doctor. There was one doctor in the community. So I asked him what sort of advice he would give me. His only answer was a hoarse laugh, and he hung up the telephone laughing. If you can imagine what that would do to a kid who looked to somebody he admired for advice, and the Thaic guy thought it was laughable that an Indian kid would want to become a doctor. My reaction was to go back to my passion and my belief in myself, and was not going to let that turkey keep me from going to Wake Forest and becoming a medical doctor. So I wanted to come to Wake Forest because it was the premier Baptist institution in North Carolina. And I applied to Wake Forest Medical School, and I applied also to the University of North Carolina. This was in 1955. I had two interviews. My first interview was very traditional, concentrated on reviewing my academic record. Went pretty well, I thought. And then I had not heard from them, and I really was getting very anxious and was about to accept the invitation to interview at UNC and just told the admissions office at Bowman Gray that I really needed to hear from them. And they said they needed me to come back for a second interview, which was highly irregular. No one that I knew had ever been asked to do two interviews. When I got to the school, I was taken into a room, and not one but two physicians interviewed me, and that was quite a different interview. The tenor of the interview was extremely pejorative and hostile. asking how often did I get drunk, how many fights had I been in, when was the most recent fight, did my family make and sell liquor. I guess seeking to demonstrate that I was not fit to be educated with white students. One of the doctors finally said, I can't do this anymore, I have to leave. And it was left with the person who probably was the main opposition to my admission, who was a professor in genetics. However, several days later, I did get a call and said that I had been accepted. Fortunately or unfortunately, that was not my last encounter with this good doctor. He ended up being professor of genetics, which was a required course that he taught. I did take that course, and I think the records will show that I performed very well. One of my heroes was Martin Luther King Jr., and I learned a lot from watching him. And so if you can improve the quality of your life by whatever means, then I'd say go for it, and don't let anyone stop you from getting that.
Dr. James Jones ultimately specialized in family medicine. Also, for more than 50 years, he has spearheaded numerous efforts, training and recruiting similar physicians to care for poor residents in eastern North Carolina. Learn more about the Faces of Courage series, along with Wake Forest University's cultural history and commitment to building an inclusive campus at wfdd.org.